मुखा करोति बाचालं पंगुलं गयति गिरिं यत्कीपाच महं बन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतादिनं परमानन्द माधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं विष्णुप्रिय की विष्णुप्रिय प्राणनाथ गौरंग की विष्णुप्रिय प्राणनाथ गौरंग की गौरंग 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 विश्वप्रिय प्राणनाथ गौरंग विष्णुप्रिय इज अ यूनिक पर्सनैलिटी आफ्टर अबाउट 8 years ऑफ सर्विंग वर्ल्ड चैतन्य his wife, then he took sannyas, putting her into the ecstasy of separation. Very tragic. When you go to Vadudram Dweep and hear the Ramalila, there Ram tells Sita that in this Leela, she'll go to the forest and he'll worship a golden form of Sita. And in Kali Yuga, he'll come. And he'll go to the forest and she'll stay at home. And she'll worship a golden form of the Lord. So Vishnupriya is also reincarnation of, or whatever you want to call it, the avatar of Sita. Lakshmi Priya is Chaya Sita. Maybe it's too loud, slightly. This is the golden form that she worshipped. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions about the marriage of Vishnupriya, that after Lakshmi Priya died of a snake bite, then the devotee arranged the marriage with Vishnupriya, but the father said, I can't give any dowry. I can only give 5 haritakis, 5 Ayurvedic herbs. He said that my daughter is a jewel. So you'll get the jewel of my daughter. So you can say Lord Chaitanya, he didn't promote the system of dowry for big amounts. He accepted his bride for 5 haritakis in dowry. That's about the size of 5 dates. In Bengali they call it haritakis, one of the Trifalas in Trifala. Amlaki Haritaki Boira. But the Budhimanta Khan, he paid for the marriage ceremony and there was no shortage there. It said that on the Adibas day, before the marriage, there was elaborate arrangement and all the Brahmanis, Vaishnavis, they performed the Abhishek of Vishnupriya with turmeric water. And the men, they did the Abhishek of Lord Chaitanya. This is something we don't often see in ISKCON. The day before Arivas bath. Sounds like a lot of fun. For them, they're giving their friend a bath, a blessing before the wedding. But actually, Supreme Lord and Lakshmi. So they're performing an Abhishek directly to Lord Chaitanya. It's only a couple of times you get to do that, when he's born, when he gets married. Mahaprakash, I don't know if he did an Abhishek. He did Arki for 21 hours. I don't remember hearing Abhishek. Nityananda once in Panihati, they bathed him with Ganges water after a huge kirtan. Abhishek. And in the system of the Abhishek, they have a pot and the water, and there they write the name of the husband to be, the bridegroom, on a leaf or a paper and put in the water. Then they bathe the bride with the water to empower her. To do the needful, to keep the husband. Of course, since Krishna is independent, but he was always with Vishnupriya. Even if he left, he was with her. So she was like in the mood of the Rajavasis in separation. She had that mood. It describes, because she was living at the house of Satyamata, with Satyamata, where we went yesterday. Somehow the deity ended up over here. Because the deity was worshipped by Vishnupriya, he is considered very special. There's a Garuda there on the other side. Seen Garuda? In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it mentions that when Srinivas Acharya was trying to find his guru, he was brought to Vishnupriya, and he saw that Vishnupriya was the most beautiful person ever seen, but although she was not caring for her body, she was fasting, her hair wasn't combed or anything, it was matted. But she told him that Lord Chaitanya told her that he should go to Vrindavan, because there he can, by the mercy of Rupa and Sanatan, he'd find his guru. So he stayed overnight in the house of Lord Chaitanya. And the next day they went, for a couple of nights he was there. Then Ishan took him on another day parikrama. And that's maybe the first Navadvip parikrama that's recorded in great detail of all the nine islands. It's a very historically relevant and important account. The two accounts we have is Jiva Goswami taken by Nityananda, and later was Srinivasacharya taken by Ishana. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own realizations. It's a tradition that when you go to a temple, you should give some donation. Even if you're poor, they got people here in Navadip, they'll change a 1 rupee and give you paisa, which is hard to get nowadays. So if you, even if you're poor, you find these old lady, they'll give 2 paisa, 10 paisa. We found in our pranami box in Mayapur even 1 paisa. It was very hard to find. Of course, if you have a bigger budget than that, then you can give 50 paisa or 1 rupee, whatever. It's good to give something. If you don't like to give money, then you can give a piece of fruit or some other garment. Anyway, on behalf of everybody, I gave a 50 rupee donation, whatever. It doesn't cover everybody, but anyway. Usually whoever's leading their party, we give 50 or 100 rupees. And everybody else gives small change, whatever they like. Yeah, she would do every time she would do a round, she'd take a grain of rice. That's what she would eat. And she'd cook that at the end of the day, that much rice, and eat it. Really austere. And separate, that's after Lord Chaitanya left. She had not too much reason for remaining, but. So here in the Kola Dweep, Kola is the name of Varaha Dweep. And there's also a pastime here of Varaha. There was one devotee by the name Vasudeva, I think. And he was a great dedicated devotee of Varaha Dweep. So he would worship Varaha Dev, and sometimes he'd be crying, Braha, 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 eager to have a darshan of the boy incarnation. One day here in Navadvip, Braha Dev appeared to him. He was so ecstatic, he said, jump up and say something and fall down and pay his obeisances and then try to say something and get overwhelmed and pay more obeisances. He was so ecstatic. Mahadev said, I'm very pleased with your worship. I explained how actually that play Kola Dweep. Kola is the name of Braha, and when Braha Dev lifted the earth from the bottom of the universe, and then he was attacked by Hiranyaksha, and the earth was in a temporary orbit. And Braha Dev, with 1 foot, he would steady himself, put the foot on the earth, and the other foot he kicked Hiranyaksha. With that kick, Hiranyaksha was eliminated, annihilated, wiped out, etc., etc. So, the place where his lotus foot touched the earth is here, in this island. Hence the name Kola Dweep. Kola Dev is another name of Braha. Dining time. So, that there's some more. What else happened with the bus today? So like this, the Vasudeva got a blessing also that Brahadev revealed that in Kali Yuga I come in a golden form and I chant Hare Krishna in congregational congregationally. And he blessed this devotee to also take birth as to become one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. So all the different incarnations, they have some connection with the Navadip Dham. Just like there's Vrindavan Dham and Gormandal and Vrajamandal, we have the Gormandal and the Navadip Dham here. Just like all the holy places are existing in Vrindavan, all the holy places exist here. At the edge of this island, there's a bridge called the Gauranga Setu. It was built by the Indian government. That's not an ancient thing. But where that bridge is, previously, the different tributaries of the Ganges met there. Alakananda and Manasa Ganga, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. As a result, the place became known as Pancha Veni. The Triveni, the five tributaries met there. But it's also not different from the Prayag. It's called the Mahaprayag, and sometimes the devas would come and perform yagyas at that confluence, Aswamedhas and things. Different places you hear about Mayapur, there was history in the Padma Purana about the glories of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And there was a sadhu there, said he was meditating on the side of the Ganges at Mayapur. And Indra got a couple of young apsaras to go to try to make him fall down, thinking that he wanted to take over his position. But they failed, and when they tried to do, they were dancing and they were smiling, and one of them got really close and dropped her sari top and everything, and it was quite... But this yogi was actually a devotee, eager to get back to Krishna, and he became very angry why these apsaras are disturbing his meditation on Krishna. So he cursed them to become trees. And they fell at it, and the Gandharvas were playing the music, they ran off, and these ladies, apsaras, fell at his feet and begged for forgiveness. Then they find out that says, why did you do this to me? Why did you attack me like this with your feminine attraction trying to disturb my meditation? So we're very sorry. We didn't want to do it. We were ordered to do it. Ordered? Who would order you to do it? Indra. Why Indra? What has Indra got against me? What did I ever do to Indra? And then they said, well, Indra said you want to take over his position. Me? Me and Indra? Never! I want to go back to Krishna. So that also happened in Navadip Dham. So whatever mantras you chant here, they have a much higher potency. Work fist, fast. So you can get results here very fast. So taking many births to realize your eternal relationship with Krishna here in Mayapur, Dham, you can realize very quickly. Even in one birth. Bhakti Siddhanta says, Thakur tells about a story from his Upakyan about a lady that lived here in Navadvip. She had a son. When the son was born, an astrologer told her, never that your son may die in the Ganges. He die by drowning. So though she lived by the side of the Ganga, she never let her boy bathe. So I don't want to lose you. But one time, some friend said, well, look at your boy, everyone here in Navadvip knows swimming, but your boy doesn't know swimming. If there's a flood or falls off the boat or something, he's finished. Better you teach him how to swim, he'll be safer than not knowing how to swim. That was also a point, you know, never let a boy swim. So then it's also dangerous. So what to do? And the boy, he got an idea of a solution. He said, isn't it possible for me to learn how to swim without going in the water? And the friend said, no, it's not possible. You want to learn how to swim, you have to go in the water. So the Upakar once used said, if you want to learn Bhakti Yoga, how many of you want to learn Bhakti? Primo! Then we need to enter into the ocean of nectar to learn how to do it. It's like you want to learn to swim, you have to go underwater. If you want to learn Bhakti, you have to do Bhakti. So here while you're in the holy Dham of Navadvip and Mayapur Dham on different islands, you can, it's only 500 years ago, I mean, not very long ago. The Americas were discovered when Lord Chaitanya was about 6 years old. Christopher Columbus, as some people say, he was looking for Lord Chaitanya. But he bumped into America's instead. You know. So, in fact, in South America, there are religious books that says that there'll be a form of the Lord who will descend and he'll be golden in color. So when they thought they saw the Spaniards, they thought that they were the incarnation that they read about in their scripture. Because they'd never seen white people before. And then, but they weren't the avatars of mercy that they were expecting. That's another story, anyway. So, when we hear in Navadvip, because it's a, what we call in India, a black town, black headquarters. It's a pilgrimage town. There's a lot of devotees here. It's maybe over 100,000 people live here. Especially when we do kirtan, when we do our parikramas, You try to do it really nice, have everybody nice formation. I know from the last temple it was impossible, but whenever you do go from here, it'll be nice to have everybody in a tight formation chanting. We go to a temple from here which is not a Vishnu temple. It's a Devi Pita. It's a big banyan tree, and then there's a, I think there's a yoni under the tree. You don't actually see a deity. It's called Prodamaya or Proda Paramatala. It's supposed to be a deity of Prodamaya. We talked about yesterday as the protectress of the holy dham. That as you go through the different islands, you hear different pastimes about our Devi and Shiva, how great devotees they are of Lord Chaitanya, how much they want his mercy. So he gave her the service to protect the holy dham. Anybody trying to introduce some Maya in the holy dham, then she comes down heavy on it. So she's working in our favor. Of course, such people, they don't get to enter the dham. So usually when we come here to this island, we also beg her for blessings, like we did from Lord Shiva yesterday, that we can enter into the esoteric understanding of the holy dham, that we can get pure devotion for Krishna. The temple will probably be closed, but it doesn't really make any difference because there's just a gate over where the deity is anyway, and you can't see anything anyway. You can just pay obeisances. We always do the right side for the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, left side for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. That will be another, will be the last stop when we leave from here. Do I have something like to speak about? Prodamaya, yeah, her name is Prodamaya. Want to hear more pastimes that happen over here?
Yeah.
Well, when the British came, so did the railway. And the railway is on this side, so when the railway came, the market shifted over here. Also, Lord Nityananda predicted to Jiva Goswami that for a few hundred years there would be heavy floods and the whole city of Navadvip would shift out. So because this is known as a Danya, a Prahar, it's a hilly place, it's higher than the Mayapur side. So here people started living over here. And then when the railway came, really this became the town. So they named this as Navadvip Dham. The railway station is called Navadvip Dham. But actually this is one of the nine islands of the Dham. But the city, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for the birthplace, they didn't know where it was. There was nobody who was claiming that it was here, on this side of the river, specifically. Some people said it was lost in the Ganges. Some people said it was that side. Some people said it was this side. There wasn't a consensus. Nobody knew. That's how he found the birthplace, when he had this vision, the light. And then Jagannath Das Babaji discovered it. So like that, then he established that as the birthplace. And that was, nobody was contesting that so much. But later, the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then somebody established here on this side a place and they called it Prachin Mayapur, old ancient Mayapur, and claimed that that was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Because in all the books it says Lord Chaitanya was born in Mayapur, and Mayapur village is on the other side of the Ganges. So they tried to say, well, that's a new Mayapur, this is the real old Mayapur, ancient Mayapur. So still, there's on this side of the river some people that think that this is where the birthplace is, and there's a little birthplace temple. And that neighborhood is called Prachin Mayapur. But hardly anybody goes to that temple. It's just a kind of political move. So that time when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was establishing his Chaitanya Mat over there, he wanted to make a post office, so he applied for Sri Mayapur. The word Sri meaning that this was the holy place. So then some people over this side made a court case and got a writ petition to block the use of that name. At that time, the Viceroy of India came out and personally adjudicated the matter. So he came here to Navadvip, went there, went everywhere. That time, by studying the books of Lord Chaitanya, he found that the Chankasi would be disturbed by the Kirtan and Shivas Angan. And that Shivas Angan is described as so many hands, cubits, to the north of the birthplace. So if the birthplace was way over here, the Chankasi's house, his historical building, is still there. His samadhi was historical, it's still there. So that's a fixed point. So that's obviously that he couldn't be disturbed by kirtan all the way over here without loudspeakers. In those days they had no loudspeaker, right? It had to be closer. So that made a lot of sense that it was on that side. So for like this, for all the reasons, and that got the name Sri Mayapur, and that was established as the real birthplace, and the opinion of the British Raj at that time. So, because of so many different reasons, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had rubbed the caste Brahmins here in a long, wrong way. When we came in, there's here all these temples put tables at the gate, and if you want to go in, you got to pay some donation, some entrance fee. If you don't pay, you don't see the devis. But for ISKCON, they don't require that, because we anyway donate more than what they would ask for, usually. That's why it's good to donate something. You don't mind really donating. But he objected that the system that you have to pay an entrance fee, that's not a good system. And he criticized them very harshly that showing deities and collecting money is not honorable. You should want to serve the Lord, and people give as they like. So then he would give non-Brahmins a Brahmin initiation. And he said you don't have to be in the particular Goswami line in order to be a guru. These were all very volatile, challenging statements. So they saw him as an enemy in those days. And of course now we're all friends, but in those days there was a group of these caste Goswamis that saw him as an enemy. And when he came here on Navadvip Parikrama, on his yatra, they threw stones and bricks on him from the rooftops and tried to kill him. So this was a battlefield. And one of his Vihasta devotees took him in a doorway, switched clothes with him, put a white cloth on him, and then he was shifted out, and the Vihasta devotee wore his saffron and ran down another way as a decoy. And all the Goswamis ran after him. I heard it was Keshav Maharaj at that time. Who was at that time married? Or maybe he was a Brahmacharya. So now we come a long way, and this temple was refurbished some years ago by the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. We have a charity trust that repairs and refurbishes the historical temples in Navadvip Dham and Gaur Mandal Bhumi that was established by Srila Prabhupada. And we get from donations as well as from the grant that Prabhupada gave, we try to develop the holy dham and the pilgrim sites. We work together to maintain the purity of the dham. So that's one of my Prabhupada, maybe the chairman of that trust, so it's one of my services to go around and give money to all the temples that according to a certain criteria we have, who's more of a priority than others. So there was a lot of difficulty like that. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarathakura faced, which he overcame over a period of time. So we also, ISKCON, we faced at different stages difficulties. But oh, Bhaktisiddhanta's Babaji?
This deity was commissioned by Lord Chaitanya when he left to take sannyas. He wanted to give himself in the form of something to his wife, good wife, Mishnupriya, so he commissioned one devotee, one of his associates, whose name was Vamsi Ananda, to carve this particular deity of himself and to present it to Vishnupriya. And from then she was able to have his association in the form of this deity. So that was Lord Chaitanya's desire, that she be kept happy. And you can see this deity is quite extraordinary. It's very, very much the likeness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was Vamsi Ananda, that was Lord Chaitanya's desire to give his good wife. She was very faithful, dutiful wife, and she would serve Lord Chaitanya, she would serve all the other Vaishnavas that came with Lord Chaitanya. He would invite others to come, and she would serve everyone so nicely along with Mother Sachi. And then after everyone was served nicely, then she would only take prasadam. She was As Maharaj explained, she was a jewel, an ocean of all good qualities. It's mentioned that she lived quite long, actually, after the departure of Lord Chaitanya. And one book mentions that she lived up to 96 years old. So, how accurate that is, I'm not sure, but it's mentioned she was 96. It says on the wedding, and the wedding was quite extraordinary also, the wedding ceremony, that there was such great pomp and great gifts were given, and that Lord Chaitanya had said that anyone who comes should be given a gift. So, and everyone was invited, so everyone was coming, and they would come and receive their gift, but some people became a little greedy. So they would, after they would get their gift, they would go around in line again to get it a second time. So then this got back to Lord Chaitanya and he said, then everyone should get the gift three times. And after that, everyone was satisfied. So there was no limit to the Lord's magnanimity in giving gifts to others. Are we going to Champakati?
I don't know, maybe.
Are we going there?
At the wedding also, when they were distributing prasadam, Muri Mante Khan, he was... at the Adivas, they're distributing so much prasad that what fell off the plates by accident when they were serving was five times more than a normal wedding feast. And then also there, people were coming back the second time to get more. When Budhi Manta Khan heard that, then also he told them to give so much that they're not going to come back again. So there was, you know, give five times what the normal serving would be. And make sure that everybody gets their full satisfaction. So this feast was when they did Akanta Bhojan. Akanta means up to the neck. Taking prasad up to the neck. Yeah, you don't take more than that because otherwise you can't breathe, right? I wanted to just talk, you see how the deity has the form with the hands down? So usually you find Lord Chaitanya in one of three forms. Either his hands are down like this, or both the hands are up, or one's down and one's up. So down and up means dancing. And this is like praying for the mercy of the Lord, and but the hands down is actually just taking everybody, accepting them. Come on, I'll take you back. I'll give you Lala Krishna. Come on. So this is the Odarya position, especially. Taking everybody back. So here's a great opportunity when the Lord is telling you, why don't you come? What are you hanging around for in this material world? Why do you want to take repeated birth and death? Why you don't want to serve Krishna? Come on, I'll give you love. I'll give you the blessing. Come on. So here the Lord is asking you, He's inviting you. Come on. It's a very good place to beg Lord Chaitanya for His mercy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kora Mori Tuma Vine Dayalu Kyachi Jagata Sangsari. My dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, You are the most merciful. You are giving Your mercy to the most fallen. who is more fallen than me? Please give your mercy to me. Oh Lord Chaitanya, deliver the Patit Pavan, you are the deliverer of the most fallen, but nobody more fallen than me. So please have your mercy upon me. In this way, Maratham, he also, although he was a great devotee and prince, ex-prince, but he's praying to the Lord, he's the most fallen. So here is a good place to pray for the mercy. Hands down, giving mercy, dancing. And this is giving mercy as well as surrendering, also accepting everybody, many things. So I think everybody here wants, how many want mercy? Here's one place, beg for forgiveness for offenses, and beg for mercy. When we come to the Dharma, we become beggars. Every step we're begging. Here the mercy is flowing. You can get perfection by being born perfect. Nitya Siddha. You can have perfection by practicing devotional service very perfectly. Sadhana Siddha or Sadhana Siddhi. You can also get perfection just by sheer mercy. Kripa Siddhi. So the devotees are always trying to do the sadhana, trying to get the mercy of the Lord by doing sadhana, but they're hoping to get the mercy earlier, quicker. How many like the mercy quicker? So for that, you can beg for it. Lord Chaitanya, he can give you immediately. He doesn't consider who's qualified and who's unqualified. Also here on this side was one of the, at least one of the occasions where Jagai Madai, and some say even here is the place where they were delivered also. Another aparadi forgiven. But this is where they were chasing Nityananda and Haridas. That means that there's hope for us. Papita pijato chiro hari nama udarilo. Papita pijato Papita pijato chilo hari nama udarilo. Papita pijato chilo hari nama udarilo.
Tarsaki jagai madhaile.
All the sinful people were delivered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy through chanting the holy names. And the proof of that is Jagai Madai. If we get your mercy package. Thank you for the mercy. Hey Gauranga, please have your mercy on me. You are the most merciful. You deliver the most fallen. I am most fallen. Therefore, have your mercy on me first. When you go to get a raise from your boss, you may say, look it, I did this much work, I worked overtime, I had to save your company so much money. But to get mercy from Lord Chaitanya, you don't go in that way. You go very humbly. I don't deserve it. But if you're just so merciful, please give me the mercy. That's really our only qualification. That we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Hari Om Tat Sat. Any else, Maharaj? Last message. So now we're going to do kirtan on the main street. We'll just walk through the Parambatala Puramaya temple. When you get right next to the temple, then you take your shoes off. Those who want to, and pay your obeisances, right side. It's a big tree. Temple's under a huge tree. It's all shops. It's very narrow. Lanes, total chaos. The red cappers will have to be ready on top of it. Get the people so they don't get lost inside the tree. When they want to get to the boat. And then we'll continue down some other narrow roads where you'll see some friendly shopkeepers selling stuffs. I know it'll be very tempting. But if, I don't know if the boats will wait for you. Anyway, we go down right to the ghat. We go to the main ghat or the same ghat we went on? How do you get back there? You have to guide.
When we come to the place, there's a turn
text. Don't turn right to the boil ghat. Just keep going straight. That's right, Bansi Das, Babaji's temple, Bachan Kutir. We're also going to go by Bansi Das, Babaji's Bachan Kutir. Some books say he was contemporary of Gorkishore Das Babaji, but we understand that he was the second disciple of Gorkishore Das Babaji. He only had two disciples, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bansi Das Babaji. Bansi Das Babaji was, you can say, more like Bhajanandi, more of a, in the Bhajan, and the Bhakti Siddhanta obviously is Gostianandi. So, but Bansi Das Babaji was also a very advanced devotee, liberated devotee. So we'll go by his temple. Used to take Gaur Nithai, used to scold him, bathe him in the Ganga, scold him. He was out of this world.